This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's Christmas, which means busy airports and busy roads. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Last year's holiday travel period was busy. This year, by the time New Year's Day is behind us, it's expected to be even busier. The good news, if you're traveling or plan to, is that it has likely cost you less than it did last year. Travel website Hopper, for instance, says Christmas time plane tickets have been 12% cheaper. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The holiday travel season runs from Thursday, December 21st through Tuesday, January 2nd, according to the Transportation Security Administration. The agency pegs December 21st and 29th and New Year's Day as the busiest travel days. The TSA expects to screen more than 2.5 million passengers each of those days, a 6% increase from last year. AAA says more people will be traveling domestically this year than in 2022. That's its second highest year-end travel forecast since 2000. But AAA expects drivers will be paying about the same or even less for a gallon of gas than they did this time last year. That's good because TransUnion says a majority of the households it surveyed plan to spend less than $5,000 on their holiday travel. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And speaking of travel, last week we told you about the record $140 million fine the U.S. Department of Transportation is levying against Southwest Airlines. This is for that operational meltdown during last year's holiday travel period. Most of that money will actually go towards compensating future Southwest customers if they face certain cancellations. We have details on who qualifies and who doesn't, and how federal officials hope to reform air passenger compensation. That's on our website, marketplace.org. And the money news never sleeps, but Wall Street does take Christmas off. Markets in the U.S. and several abroad are closed for this Christmas Day. U.S. markets will reopen tomorrow, Tuesday, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. There's still news to report, though. My Marketplace colleague, Kimberly Adams, is in the host chair today for Kai Ryssdal, and we'll have a fresh program for you this evening. Listen later to get today's developments on many public radio stations or at the press of a digital button at marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Well, as of this morning, there are 0 shopping days left until Christmas, so we can start taking stock of the holidays' economic health for consumers, retailers, and their employees. The National Retail Federation and MasterCard predict sales were up between 3 and 4% compared to last year. But it appears that holiday hiring was not that strong, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Bella's Italian Bakery and Market sits at a busy intersection in Portland, Oregon. It smells of fresh baked focaccia and exotic spices and always seems to be busy. Owner Michelle Vernier usually plans holiday staffing based on the previous year's sales, but
it's been a little bit difficult with the pandemic because every year has sort of been a new year. We were able to sort of add on 10%, which, you know, we hope to grow our sales from last year, and then look at what our current staffing situation is and try and fill in the blanks.
With the economy in flux, a lot of retailers have been in guessing mode, says Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. The firm reports seasonal retail hiring was flat through November compared to last year, while transportation and warehousing, mostly for e-commerce, fell about 20%. Challenger says after scrambling to meet surging consumer demand during the pandemic, employers are innovating.
We heard lots of retailers, warehouse, and trucking companies talking about the struggle to hire enough people because of the labor shortage caused them to invest in more automated technologies.
But to recruit live humans, employers have still needed to up their game. According to payroll processor ADP, entry-level wages in retail have increased by 30% since before the pandemic to $15 an hour on average. In addition to raising wages, some retailers have been trying to improve working conditions for new hires, says Chris Todd at payroll and HR firm UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter.
Being thoughtful about which shifts employees work, making sure the employee doesn't have to close one night and open the next morning, making sure they have a break if they've had to deal with some particularly challenging customers.
For seasonal hiring, firm size matters as well. ADP's lead data scientist, Liv Wong, says this fall, retailers with 1 to 19 employees hired fewer new workers. Those with 500 or more employees hired more.
The large employer will be less prone to economic fluctuation. Smaller employers will be more prone to change in the labor market.
Back at Bella's Italian Bakery, owner Michelle Vernier says in addition to her 7 current employees, the only new hire she made for the holidays this year was her 15-year-old son.
We had everybody in place. A couple people were not up to full time and wanted the extra hours for the holidays.
How's your son as an employee?
He's pretty good. Definitely harder on him than I think I am on anybody else.
Spoken like a true entrepreneurial mother. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If you've got some free time this week, why not watch a film with the Marketplace Morning Report team? We're watching one movie a month with economic themes, and we're discussing them with you and with experts. This month, it's the 1983 comedy Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, one of my favorites. And yes, there are a few economic lessons in there. That's in our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.